All right, happy now to be talking with Masconomet High School hockey coach Andrew Bopel. And coach, welcome back to MSO. It's been a while. We talked to you in another capacity, but now you're the hockey coach, so congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about how you got where you are as head coach now of Masconomet hockey.
Well, I've been coaching at Masco for a while now. I started with the girls program, and then when Andrew Jackson took over as the head coach of the boys team, I became his assistant, and I was in that role for 10 years. And then when Coach Jackson stepped down after this last season, I applied for the head job, and thankfully was given the chance to have it. So here I am.
Yeah, this is a question I don't think I've often asked coaches. How do I even ask it? What do you take from Coach Jackson's style? Because you had him last year. You're going into this year, and you've worked under him. How does preseason work? Workouts and tryouts and practices and so on. That's either similar or different from what you did with Coach Jackson.
Well, I think we had 10 years to work together, and one of the things that he always did was kind of treated me as a second head coach. So I think a lot of the things that we're doing this year are really similar to the things that Coach Jackson was having them do because I was there, doing them with him. I think one of the things that Coach Jackson always brought to the team, no matter what we were doing, is just competitiveness and really pushing the team to compete with each other first, and then to bring that competition to other teams when we go to the games.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I really took from him, in terms of trying to keep practices competitive and workouts competitive and things like that.
Okay, and what happened to my mic? There it is. Jeepers, I'm having so much trouble with my stuff here today in the studio. What about your assistants? Are these guys you have worked with in the past?
Yeah, so Don Roach was a volunteer assistant for us with the JV program for a number of years, and then a few years ago we brought him up to be with us at the varsity level, and so he put in quite a number of years as a volunteer, and so I'm really happy to have him be in an official capacity this year as our full-time assistant coach with the varsity team. And then our JV coach is Matt Cardillo, who's actually a former player, maybe my first season coaching, and has done a great job with the JV team and has also very graciously spent a lot of time with the varsity when the schedule allows it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's get to some of the kids. It's not like you're walking into a brand new situation here. Tell me about some of the kids that you hope to rely on this season.
Well, I guess I can start with our captains. So we have Jack Mertz, who is the center forward for us, who's going to be our captain this year. He's just was pretty much unanimously voted by the team to be the captain. Was captain of the golf team this fall. Just a great, great kid, good leader, and brings his 100% of his game every practice and every game. And then our two assistant captains are Joe Young, who is a forward, who plays center and left wing for us and kind of moves around and does whatever we really need him to. And Cam Giuliano, who also is a defenseman, who was with us last year, and we kind of moved him from forward to defense, so also someone who kind of puts the team needs first over his own, and all three of those guys are great kind of role models for, I think, everyone else.
Mm-hmm. What's the makeup in the team in general in terms of, upperclassmen or younger kids?
Let's see.
I'm trying to get your roster up here as I ask that.
11 seniors, eight juniors, and two sophomores.
All right, so you got a pretty veteran team. A lot of those kids with varsity experience?
Some of them. So we graduated 10 seniors last year, and we had two players who transferred. So while we do have a lot of upperclassmen, there are a lot of players who are either new to the varsity team or who are in definitely bigger roles this year than what they were in last year. So.
All right, and I guess a final question in terms of the team. a style of play. In high school, a coach, I'm sure you have a particular philosophy, and you have to work with the kids that you have. So in general, will this sort of be like the same kind of Maskinomen hockey that we're used to watching?
I think in terms of the basics we preach, in terms of playing a simple style game and being kind of really disciplined defensively, and then playing very physical, kind of right on the edge of where, you know, what we need to be in terms of making sure we're not taking penalties, but being physical. Those are things we still preach. And then I think, you know, in terms of our offensive schemes, those are going to kind of change depending on the personnel we have, depending on the opponent that we're going into.
Mm-hmm.
That might change, you know, game to game as we go through the year here.
Well, speaking of opponents that you're going to go into, let's talk a little bit about the prep. I would have thought that maybe you'd get them for a scrimmage, but you're opening up with the prep.
Yeah, so well, I have to thank Coach Jackson for that because he put the schedule together. But you know what? I think that what we've told the guys, you know, even before the power ranking system was put into place, we always really felt like you need to play the best competition you can. And, you might not have, you know, an undefeated record, but you're far more prepared for the state tournament when you play a schedule like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now that they've put the power ranking into play and that strength of schedule is a part of how that's calculated, I think it's even more important. So, you know, I think tonight is obviously going to be an incredible test for us. But it's one that I think is good, and we have, you know, a bunch of other non-league games this year that are going to be similarly challenging. So that's something that we're going to kind of continue to do with the program, I think.
Well, I'm looking with you the first three or four games, and man, it is top heavy with talent with Marblehead, Danvers, and Stoneham. So these kids are going to get some experience very quick as a brand new unit. Andrew, anything else you want to tell me about going into this first year as head coach or about your team?
We have a great group of guys. I think that they're really kind of gelling very quickly together. I think they really are putting the team needs first, and that's really exciting to see so far. Obviously it's going to be a little bit of a work in progress with some new players and some guys in different roles, but I think that this is a team that I see improving as the year goes on, and hopefully we're playing our best hockey in February when we need to be, and we can hopefully start with a strong start tonight.
Can't wait to get it started, and Coach, I'm going to be calling you back to talk about your team as the winter goes on. So good luck tonight against the prep, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. All right, that is Andrew Bopel, who is the new head coach at Maskinomen High School Hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.